store up treasures for yourselves in heaven. The Lord advises us to do in the gospel of today. Yet, sad to say, most of us know very little, if anything, about what awaits us there, just outside the grave, after we leave this valley of tears, mourning, and weeping. But we are citizens of heaven, as St. Paul puts it. And so, the whole purpose and meaning of our entire life should be to get into heaven. And for this reason, if we do not make it there, our whole life will have been one big, miserable failure. In fact, no matter how successful we might have become, no matter how much money, power, or fame we might have accumulated, no matter how much pleasure we might have enjoyed or experienced, if we do not make it into heaven, and not everyone does, then we will be failures, failures of the most miserable and pitiable imaginable. It's been said the greatest tragedy in the world is to have died and not become a saint. That is, the greatest tragedy anyone ever could experience would be to have died and not made it into heaven. We might have to pass through purgatory in order to get there, but if we do not eventually reach heaven, our whole life will have been wasted. So, what is heaven like right now? If we were to die and enter heaven, what could we expect once we got there? What would we be doing? And above all, what would our happiness consist of? Well, our happiness in heaven will be made up of three things. First, it will consist of what is called the beatific vision of God. That is, we will be able to see God face to face. Our soul then will see God in the sense that we will be able to experience for the first time in our life something of the height and the depth and the breadth and the length of God's love for us. Our seemingly unquenchable desires for love and happiness, peace and joy will be filled to the brim by God's overwhelming, loving presence. God will be all in all, as St. Paul has revealed to us. But even in this life, we can get a foretaste of what kind of joy awaits us in heaven, as some of the saints have experienced. For example, St. Francis Xavier used to cry out, seeking some relief from the overwhelming joy of God's love, saying, "Enough, O Lord, enough. My heart cannot take any more." And so, if even in this life, a person can experience such joy and happiness, just think of the tremendous joy and happiness that will be ours in heaven. Where St. Paul once revealed, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as entered into the mind of anyone what God has prepared for those who love him." What's more, besides the beatific vision, if this wouldn't be enough, our happiness in heaven will consist of our relationships with our fellow saints. We will then be able to visit former friends and relatives who made it into heaven and make new friends too with some of the great saints of the past, like St. Paul and the apostles, Mary Magdalene, St. Teresa the Child Jesus, St. Michael, and all the holy angels, especially our guardian angel. And for this reason, St. Augustine could write, "O happy heaven, where there will be as many paradises as citizens, where glory will come to us by as many channels as there are hearts, and where we will possess as many kingdoms as there are kings sharing in our rewards." Finally, an important part of our activity and happiness in heaven will be our participation in the heavenly liturgy that goes on day and night without ceasing in the heavenly Jerusalem, where the Lamb upon the throne is worship ceaselessly, and we can be sure this liturgy will fill our hearts and souls with indescribable peace and joy. Now, finally, most importantly, how can we get into heaven? A catechism teacher once asked this question to her class. So she began by saying, if I cleaned the church every day, mowed the yard and kept everything neat and tidy, would I get into heaven? The children all answered, no. She asked again, if I sold my house and my car and everything I own and gave all the money to the poor, would I immediately get into heaven? Would that guarantee my entrance? She said, they all said, no. Well, then she asked, what do I need to get into heaven? One of the 5-year-old students in the class raised his hand and said, you've got to be dead. So being dead, then, is the indispensable condition for getting into heaven. But apart from this, there are 3 other things we need to do. First, the most basic condition that needs to be fulfilled before we can gain entrance into heaven is to simply want to get into it, and then to pray for the grace to get there. But this is something so basic and obvious, we may have never seriously considered making it one of our prayer intentions. So in other words, if we never think about heaven, desire it, and pray to get into it, then our chances of arriving there will be considerably diminished. We have to realize that we won't be able to get into heaven without a great struggle. For as Jesus himself reveals to us in the gospel, the kingdom of heaven can only be entered by violence. So the goal of our whole life, then, must be to direct our desires to heaven. For otherwise, we can, the most advanced, so it's interesting to note that the most advanced technology is used by the most intelligent of persons in the most skillful of ways to present the joys and delights of this life in the most attractive and appealing of wrappers. And for this reason, if we do not frequently renew our intention to make it into heaven, cost what it may, we can all too easily get caught in the pressure traps set by the world, the flesh, and the devil. Second, to get into heaven, we must pray for the grace, because as Saint Alphonsus Liguori puts it so powerfully, those who pray will be saved, those who do not will be damned. These words, then, reveal to us an unbreakable law of the spiritual life that can only be disregarded at a great danger to our eternal salvation. Finally, and it is critical that we try to do the will of God to the best of our ability. For Jesus himself has revealed to us in the Sermon on the Mount, it's not those who say, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's only those who do the will of my Heavenly Father. So the more committed we are to doing God's will, the more we make it the centerpiece of our life and the guiding star of all our thoughts, words, and deeds, then the greater chances our chances will be of entering heaven swiftly and surely after death. So today, let us ask Mary, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, who has always done the will of God perfectly and lovingly, to turn her eyes of mercy towards us so that after our exile here on earth, she may show unto us in heaven the blessed fruit of her womb, Jesus.